This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's all about today. It's all about the now for the Philadelphia Phillies. The deadline tomorrow. Welcome back. It's Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the deadline talk. And the blame. Who really is to blame for what happened yesterday? The cancellation or postponement of the tennis between Joe and Jack. But right now, joining us in studio, Elliot Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seat. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing?
Doing good. I mean, I was out at practice in the heat for 2 hours yesterday.
And you survived?
I survived. Not only did I survive, I have all the stats from today. Mm-hmm. There was post-practice, so I worked out this morning. I mean, you know. I feel like they could have done it.
I think so. So where do you come down on what happened yesterday? And really, who's to blame? Because yesterday, we were hard on Blue Jeans Lakin. I mean, Rod showed up at camp yesterday in jeans,
sweating
bullets by 8:30. So I thought his judgment was clouded. But then Joe, this morning, he talked about what he texted to the whole operation.
Oh, I heard.
And it felt like Joe pretty much led them to cancel it.
So it reminds me a lot of, remember when the Sixers lost to the Celtics, Game 6 here in Philadelphia, and Joel didn't touch it for 8 minutes?
Yep.
And everybody was, well, that's on Doc Rivers. No, go get the ball, Joel. If I'm Jack, if I'm Joe, I'm not leaving it up to them. Mm. I'm playing tennis. And they did not step up and do that. So I think that's, you know, I want to compare him to Joel, but very similar, in my opinion.
I think it's a very good way to frame it. If they wanted the ball, they would have played yesterday.
If they wanted to play tennis, they would have played.
Well, they're two grown men. They could have just went out to the tennis court at 12 o'clock. I mean, it's not
correct.
That hard.
Yeah, and they also, after it was canceled, they could have went out and played just to prove a point.
They could have played without spectators yesterday.
What do you mean, 100%? That they were like men?
Well, I'm saying if I was one of them and it got canceled, I would have gone out and shot video of myself playing tennis in the heat to prove a point.
I believe you on that. All right, so it's a mess because now we have to figure out how we're going to fit all these events in before the start of Eagles season. I mean, yesterday was the day to do it, and now the sad part is, Elliot, everyone's calling the station soft. Like we're guilty by association with these guys.
Well, that's why we're here to talk football.
Well, that's right. We have three football guys in here.
Right.
Darn right, two of them that want a dome, but that's okay. Let's talk about the Eagles and yesterday.
By the way, they could have played if it was a dome yesterday.
Saw that.
If only there was a climate-controlled environment to play sports in.
We don't need to do this. Let's talk about the Eagles and where we're at with training camp right now. All right, Elliot, yesterday, first full day of full pads. What was your biggest takeaway yesterday watching them practice?
So I thought the defense won the day again, and the defense is definitely starting to win more and more practices. They've practiced five times now. I thought the first 2 days the offense probably got the better of them, but the defense, starting with last Saturday, I think has really done a good job against the first-team offense. So yesterday they had the pads on. They went 2 hours, which is longer than I think they were originally planning on going, and it was a red zone day, which are always the most competitive, always the most intense days. And they're usually the days when the offense scores a lot of points, because when you're running plays inside the 20, you should be throwing touchdowns. And so yesterday they had two series. One started at the 20, one started at the 30. And on the first series where they started on the 30, it took them five plays to get 10 yards. And then in the period where they started at the 20, they had six plays and didn't get inside the end zone, didn't score a touchdown. So just watching it, it was not impressive to me. The passing game struggled yesterday. I think the defensive line is having a really good camp, which is understandable. You know, the offensive line's veterans, guys. The pads aren't on until yesterday. But no, I think the defense is definitely getting the better of the offense.
So, all right. So what does that mean? Because so it's the same defense that lost a lot of players from last year, right? It's not last year's Eagles defense. I know they still have a lot of talented players. It's also a defense that has a question on corner right now and a question at safety. The fact that they're winning, is that just because it's early in camp, or are you sensing maybe the defense is just as good as last year, or maybe this offense is not where it needs to be?
So I think one of the reasons they're winning is because they are getting pressure on Jalen a lot. And last year in training camp, I thought the offensive line was not good. And I said every day, this is a concern. They have a new center, a new guard. And then they went out and they had the best season you'll ever see from an offensive line.
Okay.
So I am past questioning the offensive line in training camp. But that is part of, I think, why in practice the defense is winning. There were a few plays yesterday where Jalen got pressure so quickly that he had to roll out and they basically blew the play dead or he threw the ball away. So I think that is part of it. The other part of it is I don't think guys are getting open. And, you know, I don't get to rewatch these plays. I watch it live once from the field, so I don't get to see the sky view. I don't get to rewatch it. But Jalen is holding on to the ball. And I'm okay with that. Like, I know there's a big, can Jalen pass the ball for 5,000, whatever. If Jalen doesn't turn the ball over, they're probably going to win the Super Bowl again. So when Jalen leaves a practice and doesn't turn the ball over, for me, that's a good day of work for Jalen. So I gave him a B- yesterday, even though I think the offensive performance was not a B performance.
How much longer into this? Like, let's say this continues another week. Do we start talking about there's a new offensive coordinator? Like, does it look different to you? I know they're not going to change the offense fully. He was here anyway, but that the offense hasn't changed much from last year, right? The right guard's different, and the coordinator's different. So you would think it would be like last year or better.
Yeah, so I do think they are, you know, Petullo is going to put his own spin on this to an extent, so I'm sure they're working on some of those things. To me, it doesn't look different, you know, and again, it's hard to tell, but it looks like a similar offense to me. I do think one thing that's really stood out on the offensive side of the ball through five practices is we might have to reshape what we're thinking of Saquon this year. I think there's been a full offseason of he's coming off 2,000 yards. They got to throw it more. He's going to take a step back. That's not what I've seen in training camp. So last year in training camp, Saquon averaged about 3.5 touches per practice. This year, he's averaging over 6 through 5, almost twice as much if you want to do the math where it supports my point. It's more like, 3 more, but whatever. So
I like your story.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds better. But he is touching the ball way more than I expected. If I would have told you going into training camp practices, do you think Saquon's going to touch it more or less than he did last year? I think everybody would have said less. Maybe he's not practicing some days. He's resting up. Like, just get him to week one. That is not happening. He's touching the ball, and they're tackling him. Yesterday, he got thrown to the ground at the end of one of the practices. If I was the coaches, I'd say, don't you ever do that again. So they are being physical with Saquon. Petullo said this week the offense begins with the running game, essentially. I think they might just run Saquon into the ground over these next few years.
That's what I was about to ask you. Does it feel like in the camps that you've seen that they've leaned more into the run? Because they got some pretty good running backs back there.
Yeah, so they've definitely leaned into it more in the way that Saquon is touching it way more than I expected. So that's part of it. They are running more reps than they normally do, like, because they've also thrown the ball more through five practices than they have in past years. So they're just getting a lot of team reps out there. But I thought it would be a camp where Saquon's on the sideline. They're throwing it like basically every play. Mm-hmm. That's not been what it is. So they are running it more than I think I expected. The other thing that's happening is I thought going into the camp that Will Shipley was like the clear-cut number two running back. A.J. Dillon has more carries with the first-team offense.
Big-ass dude.
And he's looked awesome. Like, he's looked really, really good. So I wonder if what they're going to do is Will Shipley is the Kenny Gainwell, and A.J. Dillon is the Saquon's not on the field, so give him the ball guy.
Or put both of them in the backfield. That's some big. Yeah. That's two big ass running backs running downhill, man.
Well, especially with Jalen at quarterback.
Yeah,
too,
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and they did put Saquon. They split him out wide a few times, which has been interesting. But yeah, I don't know. AJ and Saquon in the backfield would be crazy.
Self edit.
What does a lot of people mean?
I didn't want to say what I want to say.
This is why you almost got fired yesterday.
No,
you can't. I know, I saw your post. No. I was going to text you.
Well, no. Apparently a lot of people did. They thought he was out of here.
Yeah, my friends.
He sold it well.
He's got a history.
Made me kind of sad, though, because I'm like, damn, what y'all think about me? Well, they was like, yeah, you know, you don't know how to act most times.
I don't even know what you did.
Well, we just ripped Rod Lincoln for 3 hours on the show yesterday.
It's been a rough few days for Rod on the airwaves.
Nobody
tell me what I'm hot ass.
Yeah, as someone who's at camp every day, and you've experienced all sorts of heat over the years, what was your take on the fact that our brand manager wore blue jeans in a 95-degree practice?
All right, so I'm actually going to defend Rod a little bit here.
Stop.
He is the head of the station. The Eagles are, I don't know. I think showing up in shorts, you could argue, might have been a little unprofessional for him specifically.
95 degrees.
That being said, blue jeans are the hottest of jeans. Like, I think you are the most hot when you have on blue jeans.
Of course you are.
Forever in blue jeans.
He could have worn, you know, like a nice pair of golf pants.
Sure, yes.
Some breathable pants.
So I do think he has to wear long pants. It's the jeans part of it that is a little.
Hey boy, you talk about looking hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
he was hot.
I wear tight jeans. So like the blue, like I get it.
We didn't need to know that.
Well, it is what it is. I'm not going into the baggy jeans. I did that growing up. I'm a skinny jeans guy now.
We didn't need to know all that.
Come on, big guy.
Letting you guys know.
All right, Elliot, while you're with us, give us the latest on Jahad Campbell, what you're noticing. Because I feel like from day one, you've said, hey, it feels like this is not what we thought it'd be early. There's more to it. Is it continuing to progress in the way where he's going to play a lot early?
Yeah, I think what's really impressive about Jahad to me is he looks like he belongs out there already. So he got first team reps yesterday. On one play, the Eagles ran the ball to the left sideline. Saquon's getting ready to cut up the field, and Jahad's right there, and he meets him and didn't tackle him, but he clearly got up on Saquon and was going to bring him down. And then on another play, Dallas Goedert caught the ball in the flat, or maybe, you know, a 4 or 5 yard catch, something like that. And Jahad was right there, and Jahad knocked Dallas to the ground. I actually thought when it happened that Goedert was going to get up and not be too happy about it. So that tells me a couple things. One, it's showing that he has the athleticism to get to the sideline quickly, and he covers a lot of ground. And you can just see that physically. He has long legs. He just moves really quickly. But it also shows he knows what he's looking at. Like, if he's getting to Goedert in the flat and he's expecting it to go there, then he's in the right place. If he's getting to Saquon on the sideline, then he's not out there unsure of what he's looking at. So, I mean, I don't know if any player's stock is up more through the first 5 days of camp than Jahad Campbell.
All right, we waited till you were with us to get to this. We were talking to some Phillies to start the show. But the Vic Fangio comment yesterday on Adoree Jackson caught everyone's attention. Let's listen to Vic yesterday, press conference before practice, about Adoree Jackson.
Why do you think that this is the place that he can maybe show? You mentioned what he could be. Is it the scheme?
Yeah, I don't know if I think it's the place. I think it's time for him to show that. He in Tennessee, when it came time to re-sign him, you know, after his contract was up, they didn't. The Giants, his contract was up, they didn't. You know, it's time to show who he is or who he isn't.
The "or who he isn't" really struck me at the end. I mean, he's not wrong on Adoree Jackson, right? That's the story of his career. First round pick, Titans, they didn't keep him. Giants for a little bit, they didn't keep him. I mean, he's not wrong that this is where his career's at. It's just, it's an interesting start to their relationship. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of last year with Bryce Huff. I mean, he was asked by Bryce Huff early in training camp last year, and he basically said he's not where he needs to be. And then he never, unfortunately for the Eagles and him, got to where he needed to be.
So I think, in my opinion, and I'll start this by saying, I am a sensitive guy. Like, so I don't take criticism. Like, I enjoy constructive criticism, right? But I think there's a big difference between how he talked about Bryce Huff and how he talked about Adoree Jackson.
Okay.
With Bryce Huff, it was, he needs to work on his running game. You know, we're getting him there. With Adoree, it was, I didn't, you know, how he wanted to sign him. I didn't even watch tape of him. Didn't work out in Tennessee. Didn't work out in the Giants. And now let's see if he can play. To me, that's a little more getting up there and basically saying this guy's career has not gone super well.
And his career's on the line.
Also some revisionist history. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but he got a huge deal to go to the Giants. Like, he was a priority free agent. So yes, the Titans did not re-sign him, but let's not act like he was out there looking for a job. I mean, he was one of the best guys out there. So I think what makes Vic great as a coach and what you hear about him from players is he holds them accountable and he's tough on them, right? Like in team meetings and all that, and we can see it. Look what he got out of Jalen Carter. Look what he got out of these young guys. But the flip side of that is, on one side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball, Nick is very into relationships, right? You know, he sticks up for guys at the podium, all those things. Vic handles things differently. So we will see how Adoree reacts to it. I thought it was a pretty, you know, pretty big takedown of a player publicly. I will be curious to see how Adoree feels.
There's one more, and then we'll get Hugh's reaction. Here's another part of this. Vic yesterday talking about Adoree.
I think he looked like a year ago, and then he eventually gets benched, but did you trot that up more as a team wanting to look at younger players than anything he was doing?
No. I didn't watch a whole lot of tape on him, how he kind of wanted to sign him, and when Howie wants to sign somebody, it doesn't matter what I say. So we just took him in, and I didn't really watch a lot of his tape last year, but I've seen him play over the years. Saw him when he was coming out of college. So,
Hugh, what do you make of the whole thing? I mean, he at the end there, he basically said, well, this is Howie's guy. So, you know, Howie's got to answer for it. But then what he said in the beginning about his career so far.
My honest take is know who you hire, because that's who Vic Fangio is. He's rubbed some people. Like, his history is, he rubbed people the wrong way. But on the flip side, Vic Fangio came here and won a Super Bowl.
He also gets results in every place he goes.
And you talking about the fact that he came in and got this defense to play extremely well in one season. So, if you're listening, just go ahead, put your ego in your pocket and roll with it, because he knows what he's doing. The guys are kind of, like, they're responding to him. It's one of those things, man. Sometimes, you know, when you get somebody like a Vic Fangio, old school coach, he's gonna speak his truth. You can't get mad at that, because the results speak for themselves. I think Kyle pointed this out. His defenses have been kind of like roller coastery.
Yeah, they're not number one every year.
Yeah, but they were good enough to win the Super Bowl last year.
Well, last year they were great.
That has been who he is since he's been here. You know, it rubbed the Miami Dolphins the wrong way, but look at the Miami Dolphins. They're kind of soft. Mm-hmm. I think that they've amassed the kind of talent around here that they respond to the way Coach Fangio is, the fact that he is no nonsense and he tells you exactly like it is. I think they like that. That's refreshing.
So I do agree with that, but I also think – it's easy to love Vic Fangio if you're Zach Bond when you're an all-pro player. It's easy to love if you're Jalen Carter. Like, when he's getting career years out of all these guys, like, yeah, of course, every player is going to love that coach. He could be, you know, and I'm not saying this about Vic, but he could be someone they actually hate as a person. But if they're getting good results, then go for it. My concern would be that when things aren't going well, and this is going to be a tough season, like, let's be real, the chances they win 16 of 17 games like they did at the end of last year are probably slim.
Very slim.
Is there a foundation there where these players, do they like Vic because they like Vic, or do they like the way he does things because he made them a lot of money last year?
Well, it's a little bit of that. I had an analogy this morning in a meeting that was phenomenal.
I'm excited to hear the best analogy. Did you forget it?
Well, no. It was basically that you meet a significant other, mm-hmm. and they're a beautiful person, but they laugh like a horse. They have a horse laugh. You know, male or female, insert whatever.
Oh, geez.
And you know, you're dating for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, they gain a couple pounds. And they're still laughing like a horse. It's a little different. You don't look at them the same way.
Yeah, it's like when you have a Super Bowl ring, you feel a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So when you're number one, then that's like the beginning of the relationship, like number one in defense.
Well, when the honeymoon's over, you fall to
15th, those are the pounds.
What did they say, the freshman 15?
Yeah.
Like they were cute until they gained them 15 pounds. Kind of sounds.
How do you think Vic would feel if Adoree at his next press conference said, well, you know, Vic did get fired as a head coach. He did. The Dolphins did let him go. Like, I mean, just be real. Like, how do you think Vic would feel about
that? Well, so to your point, he'd be annoyed.
I'm sure.
So to your point on that, how old is Vic Fangio? 60s? Mid-60s?
I think, yeah.
Okay, some of this might be taken care of by how long he wants to coach anyway. I don't know. Is he mm-hmm. into this nearly 70s, 75? I have no idea. But you look at his career, for a great coach, right? Like, he doesn't have a tenure that is similar to Steve Spagnuolo with the Chiefs now, Jim Johnson here. I mean, look at his career. It was 4 years Carolina, 3 years Indy, 5 years Houston, 5 years San Francisco, 5 Chicago, 4, mm-hmm. 3 Denver, 1 Miami here. I mean, for a guy that people consider him one of the greatest coordinators ever, it is, there might be something too. He doesn't last places more than 5 years. He burns out because he annoys people.
But that's football in a nutshell.
But not everyone. Steve Spagnuolo's lasted a decade with, you know, in a spot.
Well, because Andy knows him. But
but see, maybe Steve's personality lends itself more to
let me tell
keep
you,
him around.
Speaking of personality, I remember when Steve became the head coach
with the Rams.
Of the Rams. And a friend of mine was a scout with the Rams at the time. Steve came in and fired everybody. He was talking greasy to everybody. He didn't last long there. Mm-hmm. And that was, matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, that was the only time he ever got a head coaching job.
It was.
It's because he came in real greasy, talking crazy. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you right. get what I'm saying.
But I do wonder if the Vic thing is...
It's probably the same thing.
Is it for the rest of his career, or is this going to be a 2 or 3 or 4 year
But also, does it only work when they're winning, is the point I'm making.
Well, that's
like
probably
Like, Spagnuolo didn't win with the Rams. If he would have won, then people would have been like, look how he came in and changed the culture.
I mean, and it does help. It gives you a little bit more runway when you come in the way that Vic came in, and you can say what you can say. But if you're asking me, since we're talking about how much of a runway does he have, I give him 5 years.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a good outcome. I mean, just because he's older.
I mean, well, he's old. Well, you know, and he might, you know, he's talking about retire,
retire
before the end.
Right.
But as far as, like, the tolerance level, 5, I give him 5.
I would take that, too. Yeah. I just wonder if it's less, maybe it's less than that. Maybe
he's
it's 4.
He's a real, like, I had a chance to talk to him before. I think it was last week. He's a real, a matter-of-fact kind of guy.
He is.
And you have to be, and I'm pretty sure when they were talking about hiring him, because that was their first choice. Before it was Coach Desai.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, things happened and that wasn't the case. You have to be okay with that. And Howie is in a position where Howie's still buying the groceries.
Fangio made it clear.
That he ain't trying to cook that meal. Like, you bought this rancid meat up in here. You know what I mean? Well, and I can't do nothing with this. You know what I mean?
The other thing, too, is if you want to talk about process, like, they signed a player that Vic didn't really watch. Like, that doesn't seem like a great process. Like, well, however you think of Vic saying this, that, whatever. So they signed a corner that the defensive coordinator is saying he didn't really watch. Like, ideally, you want the front office and the coaching staff working together on this.
Well,
I believe him because he's pretty honest. Yeah.
But then you wonder about Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff got here last year, and it's pretty clear he did not fit what Fangio wanted.
Seemed like he didn't watch his tape either.
That was like $30 million down the drain.
Well, I mean, yet they won the Super Bowl.
Well,
which
maybe Howie needs to start checking with Vic Fangio before he start making these decisions all willy-nilly.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like they're going to do that. Howie runs the personnel department. All right, Elliot,
you know what
this?
Howie should do?
What's that?
He should swing on Vic Fangio.
No. You see, this is like the fifth time this week.
He should do it out at practice so we can all record it if he's going to do it.
I mean, if it's going to go viral, at least.
Yeah, if he's going to do it, at least let me post it on TikTok.
I mean,
I didn't say anybody said swing.
This is all because of the Bryce Harper.
You said just swing and miss?
Swing on. Let him know you bought
Elliot,
that.
This is because of the Harper Manfred thing. Hugh has been obsessed with Bryce Harper walking up to Manfred.
I got a Phillies take.
Oh,
for it.
Deadline right. Tomorrow.
So Jim Salisbury, great Phillies reporter, tweets that or reports that the players want him to make a trade.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Dude, if I was Middleton and I saw that, I would be furious.
Why?
You have a top 5 payroll in baseball. You're paying all these players all this money. They're the ones that lost the World Series in 2022. They're the ones that choked against the Diamondbacks. They're the one that had no plate discipline against the Mets. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm the one that has to come out and spend more money?
Yes.
Like, I pay all you guys
They're
top
self-aware.
Dollar.
They're not good
like
enough.
The Eagles coming out and being like, well, we're not going to win because we don't have a great cornerback number 2. Like, what are you talking
about?
Well,
hold on. But wait. If you go back to Hughes' teams, maybe if they were honest,
why catch a strike?
Well, because if they were honest, they would have said, we need another receiver instead of saying we have enough here. They didn't have enough.
But
they needed a receiver.
But baseball is different than football. Like, Middleton has spent about every dollar he could spend.
You know I'm right.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, right.
But I like your take, Elliot, because I said the same thing, but you used better words when you said it, though.
Thank you.
You did a good job of that.
Yeah, but they're being honest. They want help.
Yeah, but the truth is they need to look in the mirror.
But you can look in the mirror. But they have. Maybe they haven't realized we're not good enough in this
room. Well, that's a problem. Then they're all overpaid.
No, but hold on. But in baseball, like, Harper could do his part, and he has in most of these Octobers. If Rojas and Marsh don't do their part, it hurts.
Right.
He needs help.
Right. So there's a difference between saying, like, maybe the management could go do it, but to say they would be disappointed.
They should be disappointed.
No, they shouldn't be.
The last 2 years, they didn't get them help.
The ownership has given them pretty much everything they need to win.
No, they haven't.
Their payroll is top five in baseball.
They're spending $20 million a year on Taiwan Walker.
Yeah,
you could spend bad money.
Right. Trey Turner has been overpaid. You want to know why? Because Trey Turner, and up until this year, was not performing.
I agree with that.
Right. So that's the problem with this team. The problem with the team is not lack of resources. The problem is the players themselves are not pitching or you know, hitting well enough.
But this year, other than Nola, who's been hurt, the primary players have played pretty well. Turner's played well. Schwarber's been great. Harper's better lately. Like,
yeah.
They need help.
Again, but let's look at that. Like, better lately. Like, Bryce Harper has not been what you want out of Bryce Harper besides the last 3 weeks of the season.
I agree with that. But
right. Then he gets to say to management, hey, go get me more help. Like, how about you have a better season than you have?
But
so
Bryce Harper's dominated October and they still haven't won the World Series. Like, he needs
Bryce
more
Harper
help.
Bryce Harper dominated October once. They had the biggest.
He has one of the highest OPS in the history of the playoffs.
They had the worst playoff loss we've seen in this city in like 20 something years to the Diamondbacks.
I agree.
They had home game 6-7.
Worst
they got
Hugh.
No hit in the World Series. So I'm supposed to believe if I'm Middleton that I'm not doing enough? Like, get out of here with that. Like, I've given you everything
you
need.
That's a strong take.
But they need. Do we forget what you feel about it?
They have the second best World Series odds.
They need more. They need more.
No, if they perform to the level they're supposed to, then they can win with this roster.
Right, but we all know
they're not going to, and that's why we feel like they need to go get more.
No. But the other teams around them, the Mets, the Dodgers, they're going to go add. Of course the Phillies need to add.
Yes, they could go add, but the idea of saying they have to or ownership and Dombrowski's not doing their job, they've put together an expensive roster that people believe can win the World Series. Go out there and do what you're supposed to do. Don't go beg for more help.
Well, their job's not over right now, though.
Right, but that's why I'm saying this thing about them saying we'd be disappointed if they didn't go make a trade.
Of course they
will be. I get that. But the management has done everything that they can do.
They haven't.
How have they not?
They have holes in center field. They have holes in left field. They have a hole at second base. They have a hole in the bullpen. They haven't.
Right. Every team has holes. No team has a perfect 1-9 and a great, right? The
Agreed.
Phillies have one of the best, they have one of the best starting rotations in baseball.
Yep.
They have one of the most expensive lineups in baseball. Yeah, so yes, true. The bullpen's not great. I agree. But guess what? You can go to every team and say they have problems. You can't go to every team and say they have a top five payroll and one of the best odds to win the World Series.
Well, hold on. What if next season with the Eagles, we find out they have a big needed edge? There's one available at the trade deadline. Should Howie say, well, I did my job?
No, but the difference is the Eagles players wouldn't be saying, well, we need more help. That's what
maybe
that's
not publicly,
thing.
But they'll probably feel it.
They can feel it, but the difference is the idea that the players are going to be disappointed if they don't make a trade, to me, is more about the players than it is the management.
Maybe it's now time for the players to put pressure. Dombrowski has sat out the last two deadlines. He has sat there.
The players that we're applauding for putting pressure on have some of the biggest contracts in baseball.
And he brought them in here. Dombrowski
built this team. They've underperformed.
But he needs to now go like, you can't just double down on what you originally believed and it's going to come true. He hasn't built a good enough team to win the World Series.
Then
not
that,
yet.
Yeah, but the reason for that you feel that way, is because of the players that we're applauding for saying go make a move.
Right,
those players have not performed.
Right, if you are making a meal and you've bought nice ingredients, but you're missing salt, you don't say, well, I bought nice ingredients. You put some salt
but
in.
But the difference
go
is,
finish
if the carrot's
meal.
Complaining that it's not good enough, I'd be like, well, I shouldn't have spent $18 on a carrot.
Who's the carrot? Castellanos?
I don't know. Maybe.
I like the way this conversation is
going.
This is
a joke, quite frankly.
Pretty interesting.
It is good.
What the hell are we talking about?
It feels like a lot of not taking blame from the Phillies players.
Well, it's not taking accountability.
Exactly.
Tell them,
well,
they ain't taking accountability.
You're familiar with that.
No.
Stop enabling you.
Caught another stray.
All right, Elliot. What's the Eagles' schedule? Practice tomorrow?
They don't practice today. They practice Thursday, Friday.
They didn't practice today?
It's too hot. That's
Stop.
Not why, to be clear. They were never going to schedule.
Yeah.
It was always going to be off. They
All
did
right.
practice in the heat yesterday.
Elliot, we will talk to you soon and enjoy a day outside the heat.
Sounds good.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks on the other side. Your phone calls. And did Hugh finally get his big break? We have a clip from a major motion picture that
Sorry,
Hugh Douglas
pardon.
Starred in that he tried to hide from us. We have that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, we'll get you set for the Phils, the finale in Chicago. Last game they're going to play before the trade deadline, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. Your guy Taiwan's on the mound today.
Got to make it happen tonight.
Taiwan Day is the Philly.
What a day, I should say.
It's a must-win. You can't lose a series to the White Sox. Nah, I mean, they got to win this game today. We'll get to leading off coming up in just a little bit. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Get your AC tuned up for the summer and road trip season. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. A trade rumor update for you, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. And then this segment, we have to unearthed a clip of Hugh Douglas in a movie that he never told us about. The actor here, Hugh Douglas. All right, so according to Mark Feinsand of MLB.com, here's what he tweeted a few minutes ago. The market for Eugenio Suarez is beginning to shape up with less than 30 hours until the trade deadline. You ready for the names, Hugh?
What you got?
Per sources, the Mariners, Cubs, Tigers, and Phillies are considered the primary teams in the race for the All-Star third baseman. So,
Come on, big guy. Come on. Make it happen.
Go get him. Go get him. Imagine having 250 home run bats in the lineup. They can make it happen. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. What's up, Will?
What up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, man. What I'm like, I'm loving what I'm hearing coming out that Eagles camp, man. I think Jalen knows that, you know, he wants that crown, right? And it's not just him. It's a team effort. And that's where he got everybody locked in on. And I believe, like, the team know it too. Like, they want to see greatness. And I think we got the team to show that and to do that, right?
You talking about the Eagles?
I'm talking about the – come on, man. I don't understand. Like,
we did this yesterday.
Not? But listen, but why not?
Because we're talking about the Phillies today.
That's what you called about.
Well, this is Will, hold on. To be fair to Will, he falls in a time warp sometimes where he's on a different day than the rest of us.
He has done that before.
It happens. I know.
All right. So I'm going to talk to Phillies.
Okay.
I'll talk about the Phillies. All right. So the Phillies right now, mm-hmm. What I need from Bryce is, like I said, listen, everybody keep, you know, they don't want to talk about it. But it needs to be talked about.
Okay.
Listen, Bryce, I know you want that contract, And other players need to get their contracts too, right? But what we're focusing on right now is the World Series, right? And if everybody wants these contracts, guess what? Y'all got to earn it. And the only way you're going to do it is to win the World Series. And the only way y'all going to do it is to actually have everybody focus on one thing, is to win, right? And listen, man, I'm not saying that. I'm being straight up right now, man, because guess what? The team and the fans and everybody, they deserve it. This is the season. There ain't no future. The future
now,
is
there we
now.
Go. Now we're on. The, now we're now. Now we go, we're Will. Getting somewhere, Will.
The future is now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that needs to be done, whatever deals need to be made, what we need is for y'all to bring the right piece to the puzzle. It don't need to be. To be honest, it ain't no more pieces. We got the pieces right now. All the team have to do is know that we got the team to do it, and they got to know it, they got to show it, and guess what? Y'all got to stay focused and keep the main thing, and that's the win. And that's what we need to do. And like I keep saying, man, that locker room needs to be shaken up, man, because guess what? We got the players to do it. They got to know it. And guess what? This is the season for all of them to dig in deep and go for it all. Because it ain't no turning around. It ain't no future. It ain't no next season. It ain't none of that. The season is right now. And y'all got the players. Y'all got the organization. Y'all got the owner. Everybody is locked in. But what I need is for the team to be locked in for everybody. Y'all gotta understand, this is the statement season. We are the team to beat. We left it on the table, and now it's time to collect. This is what Philly's about. We've been building, and we build. We put the pieces together, and now let's put it together like ColecoVision, baby. Let's build, and let's know that we are a team of peace, and ain't nothing else on the table except for the World Series. And that's what I want all the organizations, all the teammates, I want y'all to look at each other and know that this is the season to do it. And guess what? All the contracts that need to be signed, they're going to be signed. Because guess what? Y'all been together, and now it's time to win it all. Ain't no more playing around with this. We all locked in. This is locked in season. And let's bring this World Series to Philadelphia.
Now we're talking, Will. There. You ready to run through a wall here?
We'll get there, but we're there.
No, he lost me like a long time.
Come on. Can I, that was Will, inspiring.
Listen, Will, I love you, and you're a great caller. But I got to be honest. You lost me when you started threatening the players with not giving them contracts.
No, I like that. No, we should. Will, you're on to something.
I did like that.
We withhold their checks unless they win.
But Will, listen. You said that in a week where Bryce Harper rolled up on the commissioner, all 6'6", Bryce Harper,
6'2".
With a bat in his hand. And
that's not a fact. That's not a fact.
It is in my story.
Well, I know. That's your story.
He rolled up on him with a bat, and he put the bat in his face, and he told him, you get up out of here with all that nonsense. And then called him a name.
Well, it was a rocky start, but you got there, and I thought it was great.
I'm just saying, Will.
You closed that strong. Yeah. The beginning was not great.
It was terrible,
but you closed.
No, I'm just saying, Will, you like, I love you, bro, but that's delusional. The commissioner rolled up in the locker room.
No, he's right. Now we're going to withhold our checks. We're trying something new this year.
The commissioner rolled up in the locker room. Bryce Harper set up, took his shirt off, grabbed the bat, and looked at him and said, man, you better get your little ass up out of here.
Come on, big guy.
That's what he said. You better get your little butt up out of here with that nonsense. That's what he said.
Listen, let me say this. Let me say this. And I'm going to keep it real, right? Listen, and, you know, I understand, Bryce, and I know that you want that money, right? But you can't be selfish.
See, now you're trying to talk to him like, you know, and now you're trying to talk to him like he got some sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, Bryce has enough money. Will, we'll reproduce the call.
Nope. Too late now, Will.
Bryce is not getting a dime worth. Can we just win? Can we just get more pizzas in here?
Y'all crazy, for real.
We're
going to withhold your checks until you win. Do you win the World Series?
I am running out of ideas to make the team better. Okay. Well, at least I'm willing to do something. Do nothing, Douglas over here.
And then Kyle Plant had the nerve to put the Rocky music on and put jumper cables on it. Well, he lost me when he started talking about threatening. You gonna start off something with threats? You threatening folks?
Don't you do that? Is that why you get in trouble?
You encourage threats.
You do.
And violence.
No, I encourage lawlessness. It's the difference. Especially when you talk about Rocky Balboa and a man wife. Mm-hmm. Look here, woman. When you said that, you got to get swung.
Oh, no, you're not going Clever Lang on us, are you? Yeah,
violence and threats are fine. Withholding money? Out of the question.
That's over the line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Why Will started with the Eagles, I don't know, but we reeled him back in.
We do get lost listeners and callers occasionally.
Yeah, we do. It does happen.
We get lost hosts. Right. What are you talking about?
I think most of the audience would say that we're all lost. I mean, every single day. Cashmere in the Poconos. What's up, Cashmere?
What's up, Joe? What's up? Sorry about that.
How we doing, buddy?
You know what? Joe, I love you, and Hugh, I love you guys.
But
and Kyle, Kyle got on me before. You guys are going to disagree with me here, Joe. It's all love. You know, I agree with you pretty much on 90% of the issues. Joe, this one I kind of want to disagree with you on that. I don't want to trade the farm for a couple players that I just don't believe.
Did you just hear Will after all that?
Yeah, you didn't hear the Rocky music under him.
Yeah, I kind of really didn't pay much attention to it, to be honest.
Poor Will. Guy's pouring his heart out to everyone, and you're just ignoring him. We have a live studio audience here that's disappointed in you, Kashmir. But anyway, Kashmir, so you care about the future more than the now?
Yeah, because Joe, remember I used to call you back in WIP back when you were in the evening show. Yeah. And I remember calling you in 2017, 2018, wondering when we were going to get a good team again. And I'm sorry, I don't want to relive those days. Like, I don't want to relive 2012 to 2018 again, especially when I
the Aduba Herrera era.
Yeah, this is your fault to you. You're putting here's the seeds in people's minds. And Kashmir, I remember those days. They stunk. I mean, Cesar Hernandez is one of the best players in the team. You know, we were hoping Aaron Harang could pitch.
Henry,
yeah, it was a joke. But so look, I understand that. But a couple things.
Also, Joe, it's not just that, but Joe, if they were one or two pieces away, then I understand. Yeah, go do it. I understand. If they were, say, a Johan Duran away or a Mason Miller away from potentially winning the World Series, I'd say do it. But the thing is, Joe, they're not one Mason Miller or
they could
Johan
be.
Duran
they
away.
Kashmir, no, they not. Could be. They
they're
could
not,
be.
Joe, they have. So many holes. It's not even funny. They're not missing one bat. They're missing two or three bats. They're not missing one bullpen. They're missing two or three bullpen.
All right, let's workshop. I agree to an extent, but let's workshop this. If they get one great player and they move the right piece from the starting rotation to the bullpen, they may have enough. Well, okay.
And who would that be?
Well, let's say they get a great closer, whoever it is. It's Miller, it's Duran, whatever the one. They get the best closer available. And they get a complimentary bat in the outfield. And then they go and they move Painter and Lizardo to the bullpen in October. And they roll into the playoffs with one more bat. And they have a pitching staff they can roll out of Wheeler and Sanchez and Suarez and Nola. And then the bullpen has the new closer, and it has Painter, and it has Lizardo, and it has Kirkering. They could win it. With all that,
you really think that if you want to acquire a good right-handed bat like a Luis Robert or a Eugenio Suarez or someone else like that, someone of that ilk, and you want to acquire a good closer like say Johan Duran, who reportedly already said they're asking for Andrew Painter to start, and if you think you're going to get Andrew Painter or Mason Miller for not giving up Andrew Painter. You're lying.
Yeah, if you want Mason Miller, you're going to have to give up Painter. I know. If you want Stephen Kwan, it might cost Painter. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So then you're not going to have Andrew Painter to put in the bullpen in October because he's going to be pitching for the Oakland A's or he's been pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sure. But my point more is I don't think they're perfect, but there's no perfect team. If they get the like last year, the Dodgers had issues. And that Tommy Edman was the NLCS MVP. Tommy Edman. Yeah, it wasn't Ohtani. It wasn't Freeman. It wasn't Betts. It was Tommy Edman. We can't find a Tommy Edman?
But guess what? I'm not willing to trade Ayton Miller for a Tommy Edman. Like, I mean, we got to be smart here, Joe. Like, we traded.
Let's throw the towel in. Let's just throw it in then and not try, Kashmir. What's the point of all this?
Because they're not good enough anyways to win. I don't know what to tell you guys. I never thought they were good enough to win.
Well, I just don't know who is that.
I don't think they're good enough to win no matter what they add.
Who's the team to beat?
The team to beat? The Brewers.
But they're the hottest team right now.
If that's the team to beat, then we got to try.
Right.
I mean, come on.
The Brewers are the team to beat.
The Brewers are so scary right now.
Yeah, they're
good. I mean, they're good. But if the Brewers have never won the World Series, if that's the team to beat, I want to try. All right, before we go any further, we do have Leading Off coming up at 1. I'm disappointed in Hugh Douglas, you fancy yourself an actor. You've told us about some of your roles before. Mm-hmm. But then you left one out. Kyle, what is the name of this movie?
Happy Birthday, Harris Mauldin.
Hugh, what is this? When did you act in it?
Major motion pictures.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but we
was all over the theaters in 2008.
Tell us about this, and we're going to play the scene that you have some lines in that you just conveniently left out all these years.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it's not that long.
But it was about a young man who has a fake mustache, and it was done by the group with Sweaty Robot, and I remember two of the guys. I think. That's when I first started working at the radio station here. And they asked me to be in a movie. And, young, up-and-coming, film directors and stuff. And they said, would you be in it? I said, sure, not a problem. So I shot a scene, and my name was, in the movie was Big Ben. Big Ben. I was
come on, big guy.
I was the director of the nursing home.
You were what?
I was the director of the nursing home.
And now every other day we're trying to put you in a nursing home.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the upper room.
All right, so do you remember the scene that we're about to play here?
I remember we were at a nursing home. I forgot where it was at in the city. And I was running around looking for somebody's grandmama. And I lost her.
You lost someone?
I lost somebody's grandma.
Well, this actually feels pretty spot on. All right, Kyle, let's hear this, how it sounded. Hugh acting in Happy Birthday, Harris Malden.
Now, down the hall is the recreation area. We have a nice little gym, and we have an indoor pool, Mrs. Levine.
A pool?
Hey, but you better watch out when you're in that bikini.
Oh, stop it.
I'm here to tell you, when these old-timers get a look at you, I might have to hire some extra guys just to keep them off of you.
Who says I want to keep them off?
Hey, Mr. Levine, is everything okay?
Everything's fine, Mr. Ben.
Having girl problems?
A little bit.
Don't worry about it. Keep your head up. They call me Big Ben, by the way.
All right, Mr. Big Ben.
They call you Big Ben because you're so big?
No, because I like European clock towers.
Look at these arms. They're like cringy. Christmas hams.
And you know what? I love ham.
As I recall, like, as I get older, those lines are real cringy. Yeah.
Those are some real cringy lines. I was looking up the 08 Academy Awards. I didn't see this one listed. Maybe it's off the Wikipedia for that one.
No, those are some real cringy lines. Like as you get old, they were cool back in the day, but when you listen to them now.
So this was set in Philly.
Yeah. Oh. We shot this in Philly. Yeah.
We need to cut different pieces of that for different drops. The arms like Christmas hams, and then Hugh saying he likes ham. Yeah, we need those.
But I really like bacon. I really like Seamus Plum.
Well, that never changed.
So it has a 71 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Out of 100?
And a 6.4 on IMDb, which is not like...
Wow.
I've seen
not bad
worse.
Movie.
I've
not
seen
bad.
Worse on IMDb.
Not bad.
Now, the premise of the movie is ridiculous. Harris has no facial hair, so to compensate, he draws a mustache or beard on his face every morning. However, Harris breaks down after a girl points out that his facial hair is fake. What the hell is that?
You know what? And I to be honest, I've never seen it.
You never watched your own movie?
I tried to find it one time. Obviously, it's somewhere that people found it because Aaron in San Diego told me he Cowboy Jim told me I was horrible. In my acting debut,
and I was that your debut?
Yeah, that was no. I think that wasn't my debut.
Barless might have been, right?
Yeah, I did. You? I did some
what do you mean
stuff.
You're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly.
Yeah, cows? What are you gonna do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
And I moved from beef.
I have got
to pork.
$100,000 on the line here.
Sorry, partner. You had to find someone else to do this deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, next up is chicken in your next role. So,
wow, it was the ham and beef. You were typecast.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
So I have a bone to pick quickly with your IMDb page.
What's that?
Well, they're taking liberties with all the things you starred in.
I did.
No, hold on.
Wait, they got the soon-to-be Tubi actor on there?
No, but here's my problem with it. So they have Happy Birthday, Harris Malden. Like, that's a movie. They also have the NFL on CBS.
That's it.
NFL Monday Night Football.
I used to put on a show.
NFL on NBC.
What about the Hard Knocks?
Does she do anything for
I used to perform.
This doesn't count because you played in the game that was aired.
I put on a show. Yes, it does.
Well, some weeks.
That means I put on shows.
We found many box scores you didn't put on a show. I mean, let's call it what it is.
He's catching so many strays today.
All right. Coming up next, we'll have you for leading off. We'll keep taking your phone calls to the Phillies. The future, does it matter or is it all about now? The trade deadline, the clock is on to make a deal. Latest on Aaron Nolan. We'll get you set up for the game as well. Phillies White Sox coming up. 215-592-9494 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.